sorry, the queen is walking in the studio right now with the sash. Can you help her with her headphones there? She is the queen of the Downtown Irish Parade. We'd like to welcome in studio the Queen, Carrie McLowry. It's very good to see you. Thank you for wearing the sash.
Thank you so much for having me.
The sash fell off your shoulder right now.
Yeah, I need to pin it on.
I knew last year's queen, Madeline.
Okay.
And I met Madeline last year at a party, and we started talking. She came on the radio with me, and then she became my son's English teacher.
What are the chances of that? Small
it's
world.
So Chicago.
I love that.
When my son registered for classes, he's a freshman this year, and I'm looking at his list, and I'm like, wait a second. Is that the queen? So you have a real job on the side.
Yes, I am a hospice social worker.
Oh my gosh, you're doing God's work. You're kidding.
Yeah, with Kindred Hospice.
Oh my gosh, how do you do that?
I guess it's a calling.
It really is. Oh man, I mean, we could do an entire segment on that. Just the joys, and because you're making people happy before they...
At the end of their life, yeah.
Wow, have you always done that?
No, I've been a hospice social worker for 1 year.
Okay.
I worked in a memory care community with Alzheimer's and dementia patients before this.
Oh my gosh, no wonder you're the queen this year. You're doing unbelievable work.
I specialized in gerontology when I got my master's in social work, so it's kind of in my line of
work. Yeah. I like that. And where did you go to college?
I went to St. Mary's College in South Bend, Indiana.
Okay. Are you from Chicago? Where are you from?
I grew up in Naperville.
Okay. Where'd you go to high school?
Naperville Central High School.
So when you're named queen, do you get a bunch of messages on social media about, you know, from your high school friends and college friends?
Family and friends, yeah.
Did you post it on social media, you in the sash and the green?
I did, yeah.
I mean, last year, Madeline was a brunette. This year, you're blonde hair, blue eyes.
Blonde hair, blue eyes.
Yeah. Tell me about the pageant. What did you have to go through? What did you have to do?
So it's a one-day contest. You're competing against a bunch of other women, and there's maybe 20 to 25 judges. And you get on the microphone and speak in front of everyone and give a little short bio about yourself. And then each round, they cut people. And then the final two rounds, you go talk to the judges, and they ask you just random questions.
Like what? What did they ask you?
Someone asked me if I knew the theme of the parade this year.
What is the theme of the parade? Irish?
Well, I did not know, but love, loyalty, and friendship.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So you didn't get any points taken off for that?
I guess not. Yeah, I said I don't know, but I'll look it up.
That is so funny. Tom, by the way, is still here. He's the guy that dyes the river. By the way, that is Tom pouring champagne in the studio.
Thank you.
How did you get involved in this? Who told you said, you know, you should try out for the Queen of the St. Patrick's Day Parade?
Growing up, my dad always wanted either me or my sisters to try out because his mother was a queen back in 1947 of the only parade that existed back then for Chicago. And then his little sister, my Aunt Sheila, was the queen of this parade 33 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and my cousin Maggie was on court in 2007, so he always wanted my sisters and I to do this.
How many sisters do you have?
I have five.
You have five sisters, so six girls?
Six girls
oh,
and two boys.
Oh.
And the boys are twins, so there's eight kids total.
Wow, where do you fit in?
I'm right in the middle. I'm number four.
Okay. I'm number six. Tom, what number were you again?
Three.
You're number three. Okay, got it. And you can run through. Can we hear your family in order?
Yeah, Aaron, Megan, Molly, Carrie, Brian, Ryan, Anna, Maggie.
Okay, I like that. All Irish names.
Yep.
So nobody else tried out for this? So your older sisters
didn't? So my sisters didn't do it. Last year, my little sister Anna signed up, but she got stuck in a snowstorm, so she didn't make it. And then this year, she was going to try out again, but due to the weather, she couldn't. She lived in Ohio.
Okay, so she lived in Ohio, and your dad said, okay, you're up. Let's go.
Yeah.
Come on, Carrie. You got to make this happen.
Yeah.
Did he drive you there?
Well, he actually passed away.
Oh, no. Yeah. You're kidding.
I know. In August.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. He had cancer.
Oh.
And so this was the last year I could try out because you can be 18 to 28 years old.
Okay.
I'm 28.
Right.
And I had done it twice before in 2016 and 2019. And then this year I was like, all right, it's my last year. Dad would be so upset. you know, if I didn't do it. So
you'd go straight to hell.
Yeah, so I was debating, should I not? And I went for it, so.
Good for you. And here you are.
And this here is I nice. Am.
So what do you have to do on Saturday for the Downtown Irish Parade?
So it starts off with Mass at Old St. Pat's.
Okay, of course it does.
9 a.m.
Yep.
And then we get to be in the parade. So me and the four girls on court will be there. I think they're going to be in convertibles, and I think I'll be in a horse-drawn carriage.
Do you have a heater? Because
I know, I don't know. I'm hoping for good weather.
There's really always wind downtown, especially in the shade.
I know. I'm just hoping it doesn't rain or snow. So I still don't know what I'm wearing. So I got to
Well, you're going to be wearing green in the green sash.
I'll be wearing this, but I don't know what I'll be wearing under.
So what do they do at Mass at Old St. Pat's?
I actually don't know. It'll be my first time attending, but I know the girls and I, we get to sit up on the altar.
What?
Yeah.
You get VIP at Old St. Pat's?
Yeah.
I've been there 1,000 times. I've never had VIP.
Yeah, you got to come.
I mean, for Christmas Eve Mass this year, they sent me over into the gymnasium because the church was
the
filled.
Overflow.
They had four different Masses going on at one time at Old St. Pat's for Christmas Eve. Wow. I mean, that's very efficient.
I'm excited. And my mom gets to ride with me.
Does she?
Yeah, and I think maybe my boyfriend will too. I don't know yet.
Oh boy. How serious are you with your boyfriend?
Pretty serious.
This could be the one, right?
I'm hoping
so. Is this the guy?
He's the one.
Is he the one?
Yeah, we went to high school together.
You're kidding. You've been dating this guy since
No, I broke up with him in high school. 10 years later, he reached out to me on Instagram. And now
what was his line? What was his line?
Well, first he followed me on Instagram, then I followed him back.
So he was a kind of a creeper.
And then he started liking my photos.
Oh, and you knew.
And
there's my old boyfriend popping up.
I matched it, and then he slid into my DMs and said, "Hey, Carrie, long time no talk."
I love that move.
Yeah, then we went out for dinner, and now it's been a little over a year.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Isn't it great to reconnect with an old...
I know, yeah. All those years went by. We didn't talk, and then...
And there it is right there, and you just kind of clicked. Did you pick up right where you left off?
Yeah, we did. We talked all night, and...
What did your mom say? Hey, Mom, I'm dating my old high school boyfriend. What
I
do you
know.
Think?
And my siblings all kind of laughed at me a little bit.
But, you know, love is love.
I know, and I told my friends from high school, I'm like, you won't believe who I went out to dinner with.
And how was it? Was it awkward, the first date?
No, not at all. We went out for dinner at Cafe Baba Reba at 6, and we...
Great joint.
And then we stayed up all night talking, so...
Oh, boy.
We had so much to talk about.
Did you know right then and there? Because they say when you find the one...
I knew right then and there.
Oh, man, Carrie.
I know.
Wow. So, are we hoping that he pulls out a ring when he's in the horse-drawn carriage during the St. Patrick's Day Downtown Irish Parade while you're wearing
cool.
the sash?
It's down on one,
No pressure, but
I know. I don't know. We'll see.
And what are you wearing today? What do you call that? Is that a cape?
Yeah, a cape.
And the sash?
Cape and a sash.
Okay. Do you wear that everywhere? Where do you wear it?
No.
You wear that to Jewel? Can you bring that to Jewel as you go grocery shopping or Costco?
I guess you could, but I prefer not to. Just to the events we go to, I wear it.
Okay.
Sometimes I don't wear the cape.
And you're the queen for a year.
Yeah.
So what do you do outside the parade on Saturday?
There's a lot of different events we go to. So there's fundraisers, charity events, and there's just so many cool honors that we get to attend. So yesterday we were at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn.
Okay.
And the girls and I were judges for an Irish soda bread baking contest. So that was fun.
Right. I go to the Irish Fellowship luncheon every year. Are you there at the Irish Fellowship?
I know we have an Irish Fellowship dinner coming up.
Oh, the dinner is, is it Friday?
Yeah, the night before
the dinner is
the
Friday. Yep. They have the dinner on Friday, and they do the luncheon the first Friday in December.
Okay.
And that's the one that I attend.
Oh, well, maybe I'll see you there.
At the Hilton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you don't want to see me there. I have a green suit, and, you know, people start drinking at 11 in the morning. It's like St. Patrick's Day, really.
Yeah. Do you have green pants?
I have a matching shamrock suit.
Oh,
I
nice.
Do. Green pants and jacket. Nice. That's the thing.
Like
do you
that.
Wear the sash during the summertime? Are you going to throw out the first pitch on the south side?
The White Sox game.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Have they picked it out? Which game?
I don't know yet.
You got to ask for tickets, too. We know the people at the Sox.
Yeah.
Curtis, can you put in a good word for Carrie when she throws out the first pitch?
Absolutely. Just as long as she doesn't hit the photographer like that one first pitch lady last year.
That was terrible.
Oh, no.
She threw it right at the photographer. Oh. Are you an athlete? Can you throw it over the plate?
Yeah.
You think you can do it?
I think I can.
With the sash and the cape.
Yeah. I'll have to. Yeah, I think so. I love sports. I never played softball, but
okay. Did
soccer, basketball, ran cross country.
I like it. Nice.
Yeah.
Is your mother listening right now?
She's in New Jersey.
She's in New Jersey doing what?
I know. She's a flight attendant.
Oh, fantastic.
So she's based in New Jersey for 6 months.
Oh, no.
I know. So she'll come back
terrible.
Home.
Terrible. Nobody
this
wants
summer.
To be based in New Jersey.
I know. No family or friends are out there. So
she flies in on Friday, hangs out for the weekend, and she'll be in the parade with you on Saturday. What do you do after the parade?
We're going to Smith and Walensky's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Are they having that party this year again?
Yeah.
That's where I met Madeline last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the governor was there just drinking a beer by himself at the bar.
Oh, really?
It's the weirdest thing, that party. It's very strange, but it's fun.
See.
Yeah, it's fun. Tom, you'll be dyeing the river green on Saturday. Do you have any questions for Carrie? Anything?
No, she's a star all by herself, so we have no questions for Madam Queen.
Everybody has green on, and Curtis is wearing brown, and I have a blue shirt. I feel kind of out of place.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize that. Carrie, thank you for coming in. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you so much for having
me. Anybody, you want to say hello to your boyfriend who's listening
right
now?
Yeah, Mikey Kraft. What up, Mikey?
Mikey, a lot of pressure on Saturday.
And all my brothers and sisters. I love all of you guys.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, my mom.
Yeah.
And my grandma.
Who's in New Jersey. Is grandma going to be in the parade?
She will be there. I don't know yet if she'll be riding with me or not. She's driving up with my sister and her husband and their little baby, so.
Okay. Love it. And where can people follow you on social media?
Carrie McClowry 33.
Okay.
I think is my Instagram name.
asking me. It's like, okay, yeah, that works.
Or my Facebook name is Carrie McClowry.
And you'll have all those pictures up on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm posting them. Yeah, I've been posting pictures on Instagram and Facebook throughout all this fun.
Awesome. Congratulations. Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You can see Carrie on Saturday. You can also see Tom dyeing the river green on Saturday. Thank you for coming in, Tom. It's good to see you, man.
My pleasure.
All right, quick break and more of the show next on 720 WGN.